Melbourne's Catholic Archbishop says he would rather go to jail than report admissions of child sexual abuse given in the confessional. A new bill introduced to Victoria's Parliament this morning will make it mandatory for priests to report child sexual abuse. But Archbishop Peter Comensoli is defiant and says he won't break the seal of the confessional. Child protection advocates argue that the safety of children must be the top priority. But religious experts say the confessional seal has been the same as lawyer-client privilege. Stephanie Smale reports.
Archbishop Peter Comensoli made his stance very clear on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Will you or won't you comply with the new law that's proposed by the Victorian government to mandatorily report it?
Personally, I'll keep the seal.
Are you and your fellow priests, are you prepared, if necessary, to go to jail if the law is breached?
I'll speak for myself, yes.
He's speaking out against a bill introduced in Victoria's Parliament that would force priests to report suspected child abuse to authorities. That would include abuse revealed in the confessional. The Catholic Church last year formally rejected the notion that clergy should be legally forced to do that. Archbishop Comensoli argues there's more to preventing child abuse than breaking the confessional seal.
We have very extensive policies around child protection. We have ongoing training of our priests. And so all of those sorts of things, I think, are much more about the protection of children and are better at it on a practical level than this one particular thing.
Similar mandatory reporting law changes are underway or planned in Western Australia, the ACT, the Northern Territory, South Australia and Tasmania. Anti-abuse advocate Chrissy Foster, whose daughters were raped by Melbourne priest Kevin O'Donnell, argues mandatory reporting must include breaking the confessional seal.
If we look at the McArdle case in Queensland in 2003, he made an affidavit where he stated that he had confessed 1,500 times to 30 different priests over a 25-year period, and they all said, go home and pray. That's just not something that we want to see.
Noel Debian is a specialist with the ABC's Religion and Ethics Unit. He explains the Catholic clergy don't see breaking the confessional seal as an option.
In the mind of the clergy and many of the faithful, they see the confessional seal in line with, say, lawyer-client privilege, that these are privileged communications where somebody comes to them, pours out their heart, and they have to keep it secret. They have to take the secret to the grave. And that's the promise they make, and that's the one that they're expected to keep. It's no surprise that Archbishop Comensoli has said he wouldn't comply. So has Frank Brennan said that. So has the Pope said that. You'll keep hearing the same thing, that no matter what the law says, they feel bound to keep that secret, to keep that privileged communication and to keep it quiet, that they won't actually break the seal.
What would be the ramifications for them under canon law if they break that confessional seal?
The last time I looked, it was a laetae sententiae excommunication, meaning they'd lose their job. If you break the seal, that's it. It's all over. That's what the canonical penalty would be, and that's what every bishop would expect. That's what every priest would expect. You hear priests argue the same way on this, I think. In their minds, to break the confessional seal would be to end the sense of what they do as priests. They are seen as having a privileged communication. They're a sort of God's representative. They're not there as their own representative. They're not there like a counsellor. They're not there like a psychiatrist even. They're meant to be simply the sort of silent witness to what somebody pours out to God, and that's what they see in their heads and their minds, and that's what they're holding to.
The president of the Queensland Law Society, Bill Potts, says the state is looking at similar changes but is yet to act, despite clear recommendations by the Child Abuse Royal Commission.
The simple problem that we face is a balancing of a number of issues. One is the religious freedom that they are promoting, and secondly, the actual health and safety of children. And in these types of circumstances, a consideration by Parliament as to where the balance lies is what's being debated in Victoria. The Royal Commission into institutional child sexual abuse was very clear. They came down and said and recommended that parliaments across the nation pass laws that will in effect break the confessional seal.
That's Queensland Law Society President Bill Potts ending Stephanie Smale's report.